in the year of 2014, my answer would have been One Direction, specifically the song Midnight Memories. Because for some reason, that song just went harder than any of their others.
I'd have to hear that one to see what
it doesn't ring is. A bell.
Sorry.
Well, hey, friends. It's What's the Point, a podcast from Trinity Lutheran Church with me, Tom Westcott.
And me, Heather Day.
And me, Katie O'Connell.
We are at our final episode of the series, Created to Be. We've been going through a theme that's for Vacation Bible School, for our Lent Round Robin with some ELCA churches in Eau Claire, as well as the ELCA youth gathering that's taking place later in July of 24. And you know, I'm created to be done with this. Just kidding. No, this is
wow.
This is I'm
tell
joking.
Tell us the truth.
But okay, so here's the thing. This has been a bit of a slog for me, friends, because it's as I just feel like I'm almost too steeped in this right now. And I'm not sure if that's just like a brain block as we have these conversations, but I've been reading these things a lot, and I think I just want my brain to be able to escape the confines of Created to Be. So I hope, dear listener, that you have enjoyed this. I'm sorry, it's some hard truth telling here.
That's fine.
I'm bringing my disruptive side out.
Look at you go.
So I'm hopeful that you've enjoyed this, and I'm hopeful that you'll be willing to hear more about all of our Created to Be stuff later this summer. Yeah, Katie.
Can I tell you what I'm hopeful for?
Sure, please do.
I'm hopeful for sunny days coming up.
Ooh. It is sunny right now.
It is sunny right
now. And the blue sky is glorious.
It is.
It is.
We've had kind of a wonky couple of months to start 2024. The weather's been all over, but I'm hopeful for sunny days, warm weather, driving with my windows down.
Oh, Katie.
Yeah.
What would you listen to on a beautiful day like today? Let's crank the temperature up about, let's say it's 70.
Yeah.
Ooh, no wind.
Yeah.
Okay. You're driving down the highway or you're driving home. What are you blasted on the radio? Or through your speakers?
Yeah. I am blasting Foo Fighters.
Say more.
So I started getting into Foo Fighters probably a couple years ago. Like, I know they've been around forever and ever, it seems like. But started getting into them a couple of years ago, I think because I was watching One Tree Hill for the first time. And that show has just a great soundtrack. But that was kind of where I was not necessarily introduced to the Foo Fighters for the first time, but I heard them quite a bit. And then they were talking about Dave Grohl, who's he's the lead singer of the band. And so I was like looking him up and I was like, oh my gosh, you're actually a really good human being. On top of being beautiful, in my opinion, he is a beautiful human, right? But then he's just got like this raspy voice and it's kind of like this grungy rock and roll kind of music and like just puts me into all of my feels, like their song Wheels, like when the wheels go down, when the wheels go down. So good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's what I would be blasting right now. Wow. Or like time to fly or something like that.
Learning to fly.
Learning to fly, thank
that's
you.
A good one.
Yeah, I think I mixed that with the Jonas Brothers song. It's fine. Anyway, yeah.
You know,
it's
I like Hero. There goes my
Hero.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great one too.
That is a good one.
Heather, what would you be listening to?
Well,
as you ride back to the formerly majestic Altoona Woods.
The formerly wooded area by my house. Well, you know, let me just say, dear listeners, that today is a day that
the Lord has made.
Yeah, and we're going to rejoice in that. And also, you know, there's times where age differences stick out. And before we started recording, we were talking about music and how some of us don't recognize the music that the others listen to, even though our age difference is not that large. Music is one way that it shows.
Yeah.
So, I still haven't seen the waterfall hair effect that we talked about with Pastor Patrick a while ago.
Oh, my hairstyle.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, music. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. So I would probably be blasting Indigo Girls. Probably Swampophilia album, although
Swampophilia
was the first album of theirs when I discovered them, and it was how I discovered my people in college, because I heard someone down the hall playing it and I thought, oh my gosh, my people are here playing Indigo Girls. And so that's, you know, and now it's back a little bit with Barbie or the Barbie movie, and they like Closer to Fine, just some classic good sing-along stuff. So Indigo Girls, I got to see them in college in concert. They came to Luther College for a concert, and it was amazing.
So what I'm hearing you say is you don't just listen to music that Lucy listens to.
No, I don't just listen to music that my daughter listens to. We share a few things. We listen to Taylor Swift together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to Olivia Rodrigo soon, so I can appreciate that. But
yeah,
she doesn't listen to Indigo Girls. I can promise you that.
That's fair.
That's just me. So that's definitely what I'm playing. Or possibly, and this is way more niche, but a few people might know Story Hill, which is a duo out of Montana and also St. Olaf College, who were big when I was in college, but they're kind of coming back, and they're kind of based out of the Twin Cities.
They sound like they'd be kind of folky.
Are they folky? They're very folky. It's two guys who, of course, when I was in college, they were beautiful. But, you know, playing their acoustic guitars and harmonies, singing about the mountains.
That's
fair. I mean, what's not good about that?
I feel so like that's
good.
That. Yeah.
But like I said, it's very niche.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Right. Story Hill. I'm going to add the
Story Hill. Story Hill.
Spotify.
Yeah. There you go. I can point you in the right direction. That's, that's good for driving.
And that sounds like a really good, like, chill.
Yeah. Is it a chill vibe? Chill drive.
Listen, I have good taste in music, you guys.
Are you
listen
implying
to me?
Don't?
No. No. Okay. So Tom's adding them to his Spotify playlist. Mm-hmm. But what would you listen to, Tom?
You know, are these gentlemen?
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. That's Story Hill.
I'm just going to plop them
Chris
on.
And Johnny.
Awesome. Chris and Johnny. Okay. The first song that came up was Steady On.
That's the greatest one.
Okay. Well, we're going to save that for later. You know, as the summer kind of starts and the springtime is in full effect, I shift my brain from my, I would say, more kind of chill vibes of the winter to more, a little more upbeat. So I'll probably bust out some, if it were that day today, I'd probably throw on some like B.B. King or just some like classic blues type stuff. Ooh. Like think Blues Brothers soundtrack vibe.
Oh, so
I'd probably
good.
Throw that stuff on. Stuff that just makes you happy, feel good.
Yeah.
Just
nice.
Just a change of season and just would feel good to me. Not that I like listen to that music all the time, but I think growing up listening to that music while I worked at a Famous Dave's, for me it just like is this mental recall of like summertime fun and having a good old time at the shack, as we called it.
How fun that we
I mean,
all
there
have.
Were lots of mice and cockroaches, so it was a shack, yes.
But, like, how fun that we all have, like, similar taste in music, but also are all over the board.
How fun.
It is fun.
You
so
know,
I appreciate it.
And I think that is part of the mosaic of disciples that we're going to be talking about today.
There you go.
Look at
Here
that.
Go.
Did
Thanks.
It.
Thanks for teeing it up, Katie.
You're welcome.
Today, we're talking about how we are created to be disciples. Mm-hmm. So, friends, what does discipleship mean to you? Or, like, what is a disciple? I don't know. What would you say to a high schooler that's wrestling with this?
Well, so my seminary brain like turns on with this, right? And Professor Dwight Shiley talking about discipleship and how really that's, you know, when you think about churches who might be in decline, what everyone needs to do is just kind of revert back to the original discipleship, that like discipleship is really what everyone needs to focus on. Right. So it's about reading the Bible and prayer and kind of the, you know, being in community and mm-hmm. all of like the basics kind of being a Christian, of being, you know, a part of a congregation. That's what I think of.
Does being in community involve dancing with little kids and acting a fool, being silly?
I think it probably does. Okay. Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Just checking. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Sorry, friends. One of my, what is this called, Katie? Like the...
A pop filter.
A pop filter. It's just not cooperating, so I'm holding it, and I whacked my microphone. I'm so sorry.
He's kind of waving it like a fairy wand and having fun with it.
I was viewing this as more of like a pickleball racket or something. So,
oh, that's fair.
Okay, fine. It's yeah. now my fairy wand.
These poor listeners that can't see what we're doing. I
know. We're watching Sesame Street this morning, and Redusa, the recycling fairy, came on. I just thought, that's what amazing. Are we doing?
Redusa. Oh, Sesame Street.
Well, I like that approach by Dwight Shiley. I was combining mm-hmm. his two names. Because I think we try to overcomplicate things too much. Mm-hmm. And I think coming from a confirmation perspective, when we talk about discipleship, I think kids get this idea that to be a quote unquote disciple, you have to be the spiritual giant. And that's mm-hmm. not really the case. Like spending time in scripture, prayer, and in community, and or, you know, doing good things. Mm-hmm. Not that that is equivalent to grace or anything, but just being a part of a community that does good in the world. Well, heck.
Yeah. I one time.
What else?
I one time did a, this was when I was still in college. I did a confirmation lesson about the occupations of the disciples, like the 12 disciples.
Oh.
And that was very interesting because like you were saying, Tom, I think there's this like common misconception that you have to, or that like they were all doing really extravagant things before Jesus came and approached them, and that we need to be doing all of these extravagant things and whatever. But like, yeah, people all over the board. I mean, you had people who were doing really cool things, and then you had people that were just kind of your regular Joes, and then you had people who were maybe not necessarily the nicest people, mm-hmm. but were doing the best jobs or whatever. So it was very, very interesting.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot whenever I'm trying to like explain to especially young kids what a disciple is and what they do.
Well, it's interesting thinking about young kids and disciples because, you know, this is the theme. These are the themes we're using for Vacation Bible School this mm-hmm. summer. And I was interested to see what angle the curriculum would take as far as discipleship, because, you know, just talking with little kids about like, you should read the Bible more often. Mm-hmm. I don't know, kind of lame. so like, what are you going to do with this Vacation Bible School? So the angle that they take for disciples is talking about caring for other people, mm-hmm. you know, and sure. looking at the Good Samaritan and okay. kind of mm-hmm. like, you know, who's your neighbor and how do you care for the people mm-hmm. around you? And so focusing, you know, on that when thinking about how to be a disciple is, you know, mm-hmm. caring for the people around you, mm-hmm. which it's like, oh, that makes sense for a kid, right?
Yeah.
And for mm-hmm. an adult that.
Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, there's that someone tests Jesus or asks Jesus, I forget the exact wording, but what's the greatest commandment? Mm-hmm. And it's love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, whatever. And then the second is just like it, which is love your neighbor as yourself, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. relational with God and one another. Mm-hmm. Surprise, we have to care for one another.
Right. Yeah, like it's not that hard. I mean, it can be hard to do, but like, mm-hmm. It's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you were in church this past Sunday. So this would be March 3rd when Bishop Lori and Deacon Lidase were leading. Bishop Lori did a children's sermon about the Ten Commandments because that was one of the readings. Yeah. And she really broke it down where the first three commandments are loving God and the rest is loving your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And so it was, yeah, I mean, they did the theme based on they did disciples. Hmm. Right? Is that their round robin theme this year? Disciples?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, so, but they went down in their sermon because they did like a dialogue sermon to talking about loving your neighbors. If you haven't watched it, I recommend going back to watching it. Watch the 9:45 one because the 8:15 was having some tech issues. But they laid it out just really nicely and did a great job explaining all the different ways that we can love our neighbors, both like next door neighbors, but also broader neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of going back to the perspective of a kid or maybe even an adult, like, am I a disciple? Mm. Like, yeah, love your neighbor. I do that, but I don't feel like a disciple. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we help people think about themselves as a disciple? And I think for me, it's remembering who the historical disciples were that Jesus called and then realizing, oh yeah, we too are caught up in that, you know, like, mm-hmm. that they are wildly imperfect people that Jesus calls, like historically, like to become a rabbi or to follow someone, you had to be like the cream of the crop, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you weren't, you went to a trade, your family trade. And who were all the disciples? Tradesmen, right? Mm-hmm. They did the family business or they were a tax collector or whatnot. And so that Jesus calls these quote unquote average, ordinary people mm-hmm. to me is absolutely freeing that in all of who we are called to be disciples, not just the best of the best or those who have an inclination towards a spiritual life or people who read the Bible and pray X amount of times a day. Like, no, Jesus says like, oh, you two fishermen, you tax collector, you physician, you too. Are disciples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is where I think it's a little tricky though, because when you're talking about the disciples who are following Jesus, yes, they come from all these different, you know, trades, backgrounds. But when we read about them in the Bible, they've like stepped away from those things mm-hmm. right. and they're following Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I think it's hard for people to say like, right, but I'm still a fisherman. I'm still right. a tax collector. Like that's what I still do every day. So does that mean I can't be a disciple or I'm not enough or I need to do something mm-hmm. extra or step away right. in order to be a disciple? Because like, yes, those people were called to be disciples, but I think it's hard to kind of envision sometimes because in the sure. biblical stories, they have stepped away from those roles.
Yeah. And maybe this is a hot take. I'm not convinced that they ever stopped.
Mm.
Like, how do they hop in a boat on, like, when Jesus needs to, like, dip to the other side of the lake? I'm not convinced that, like, they ever stopped fishing. They needed money. So why wouldn't they continue fishing?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like, we hear stories of them, like, the two sets of brothers, they drop their nets and they follow Jesus, mm-hmm. but I think we hyper-focus on them leaving everything behind that maybe they still engaged in their vocation to provide for the ministry that Jesus did. And it wasn't just relying on people's goodwill. We mm-hmm. hear Paul still being a tent maker in his travels mm-hmm. to earn money to continue his travels. So I don't know. And maybe that's uh-huh. reading too much into the text, but I don't know. That's just me.
That's interesting, so interesting to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I've ruined or offended anyone. I just, I'm having a, like, I don't know. I think for those, I mean, Peter and James and Andrew and
mm-hmm. the rest of them.
Yeah. they had these transformational moments, but I still think that they, there had to have been something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because I don't think Jesus calls us to leave all of our families and things like that, right?
Right.
And I just have a hard time thinking that they would abandon their families. Like, for example, early in the Gospel of Matthew, we find out that Peter is married because Jesus goes and heals Peter's mother-in-law.
Right.
So, like, chances are Peter had kids.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And a spouse. And so it's like, I don't think Jesus would want Peter to abandon his family.
Sure. Right.
And because we talk about, or we hear and see in Scripture about how society puts, I don't say put down, but like a widow with children is pretty low on the social hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think Jesus would want Peter's family to be in that situation.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
No, I like that a lot.
I do too.
That I think, well, and I think it's helpful to think about because, yeah, I think it is hard to picture discipleship when it's only separate and apart.
Right. Yeah.
But it's interesting that we like don't get to see or hear that modeled in the Bible, like in the retellings. I wonder why that is. I mean, probably the gospel writers are so intent and focused on talking about the ministry of Jesus that like, you know, the details about like, oh yeah. And then the next day they went back and they like worked for a couple of days and then they got together again, you know, like I mean, that's maybe not the details they were focused on.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And we're what, looking at 3 years condensed into, you know, 100 pages or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I like that.
To just thinking again about this though, that of these normal vocations of people and that Jesus calls them in those, I just think that's good news for everyone that in your callings, you are a disciple, as a parent, as a student, as a grandparent, as someone who works wherever. Like that is, you can exercise discipleship in those areas. And how awesome is that? Because you can impart, I just feel like there's this depth, an added depth to whatever you do then. So like for, okay, I'm just thinking out loud now. Playing with my kids is, has this kind of sacred thing then that I'm called to be dad and I can see that as discipleship of teaching them what right relationships look like. And so, sorry, a little plugged up here. What, they start bickering. Okay, how can we use, as Marley in our preschool say, how can we use peacemaker language? Like, I wonder what other words you could use to express your frustration. But for me, that's like, I can be a disciple by caring for my kids, by equipping them with words and actions that can help them in their current relationships and in the future and have a ripple effect out into the world.
So are you saying that you can be a disciple, like not in the church building?
100%. In fact, it should, we should spend all, not all, the majority of our time should be discipleship outside this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I joke with confirmation students about how much, like if you had 1 hour a week of your waking hours, it's like less than 2%.
Mm-hmm.
So your faith is going to be lived out there in the world 98% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't think that faith is trapped in these walls.
Yeah. I like thinking about that too. And I like thinking about the fact that like it can be expressed in more ways than just like, I don't know, super duper out there. I was just thinking this whole time about a friend of mine who is like, I remember being at camp and looking up to her and just being like, oh my God, you are like the disciple of all the disciples. You know what I mean? Like doing just so good and whatever. And wanting to be like that on one hand, but then also growing and kind of looking at it and thinking, ooh, there are maybe some things here that are not very good that she is mm-hmm. also doing. And so just finding my own way to express myself in, you know, in faith and work and whatever it is that I do, whatever way that I am, I guess, meant to be a disciple, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so just to me, the fact that, like, not every disciple is the same.
Yeah. And discipleship doesn't look the same way for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's all grounded in the same mm-hmm. ideas of, mm-hmm. you know, loving God, loving neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's that Howard Thurman quote that I can't remember verbatim, but it's about vocation and discipleship. It's not about, it kind of plays off of that. Whoever said the, where the world's deepest needs and your passions meet. Mm-hmm. But Thurman, I think, goes a little deeper, and he says it's what makes you come alive. And what the world needs is that people, the world needs people that are alive. Mm. So, like, how do you feel your, where do you feel your fullest self?
Yeah.
And how can you keep that going? That's what being a disciple is all about.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I do too.
Guys, I think we cracked the code.
Yep.
Be alive.
We did it.
Created to be alive.
Love it.
Disciples. Disruptive.
Brave.
Authentic.
Free and authentic.
All right. We did it.
Huzzah.
We did it. We won.
Let's go. We did the thing.
Friends, I think I need a little siesta from pods for a couple weeks because we are in the thick of Lent. And so I have homework, dear listener, for you to help us think of something awesome to talk about post Easter. Easter's a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
What are some things we could talk about? Because Easter is March 31st. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you want to hear about as we are driving down the road blasting music?
Do you just want to hear us talk about our musical tastes more?
Right.
Do you want to listen to the podcast blasting as you drive down Claremont?
Ooh, scary. I don't know.
What do you want to talk about? We'd love to be in conversation with you.
What are your questions?
Ooh.
What questions can we maybe not answer, but we dig can into ponder them. A little
yeah.
bit? Yeah. That'd be fun. What do you got? What do you got?
You want to hear something really crazy that I just thought about?
Oh boy. Yeah.
this is a me crazy, probably not you guys crazy. This will probably be one of the last podcasts we do where I'm Katie O'Connell.
OMG. Say more about that, Katie O'Connell.
I am getting married April 13th. What? I know. And so this
And changing your name.
And changing my name. So I will.
A little bit.
A anyway. Little bit. Yeah. So I will no longer be Katie O'Connell. I will be Katie Connor, which is so weird. So maybe the next time you hear from us is when I'm Katie Connor. Who knows?
Coming up fast.
I know.
See, this is going to be hard because of my phone, you're KOC.
I know.
Like notorious KOC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of.
You can still call me that. That's fine.
It'll be fine. We'll get through it together.
Yeah. Yep. That'll
All right. be great. It's time to get out of here.
I can do this. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
See you,
you
next time.
See ya.